A few weeks ago, I challenged this body to be grateful. More than that, I challenged this body to spend 21 days straight in expressing gratitude. Some have chosen to do the guides. I put out some guides every week so that would help you every day to be mindful of being grateful. The 21-day gratitude challenge. Now, I suspect that not all of us completed the challenge, and that's too bad, because I do believe that it's a very helpful and encouraging exercise to do. But I'm glad that many of us have taken some deep steps towards embracing a new attitude of gratitude and embracing a more grateful spirit. Now, we are considering what we have and coming to conclusions that we have enough things, money, materials. We have enough. You know, we need to be content. We are taking a look at things in our lives and we are looking at it with different perspectives. Yes, some of us have experienced some damaging circumstances in our lives. Some things have happened to us. The situations that we're in right now might not be what we had envisioned ourselves being in, you know, years ago. But we're looking at that and we're taking a look at it with a different set of eyes, a different perspective, because it's all about perspective. Now, this 21-day gratitude challenge was something created, developed by Dr. Robert Emmons, whose groundbreaking research discovered that those who made a regular practice of expressing gratitude, that they reported feeling healthier, that's both physically and mentally. They reported that they were more prepared to deal with emotional pain and trauma. They also reported that they are more capable of maintaining healthy relationships. And they also reported, these are those who express gratitude on a regular basis as a part of their daily lives, they reported being closer to God. Dr. Robert Emmons' research suggests that people who want to be happier, healthier, and more spiritual should cultivate in their lives a spirit and regular practice of gratitude. We have so much to grumble and complain about, and often our complaining choke out gratitude. The 21-day challenge is an idea to reclaim the spirit of gratitude and reaffirming our hearts that are more prone to grumble than to be grateful. And Dr. Emmons suggests so many things to encourage that attitude. He encourages keeping a journal, a gratitude journal, something, a pad, put in your pocket. And when you find a moment to be thankful, write that down and continue to write those things down. And when you're having a bad day, maybe look at those things. And maybe it will remind you that even though you're having a bad day, there's some things to be grateful for. He also suggests that we should from time to time watch depressing movies. He said something to the effect that watching these movies sometimes will jumpstart a different perspective in your mind that may cause you to say, hey, I'm thankful. So as such, I'm going to start watching more Hallmark movies. That's going to be depressing, church. But this gratitude journey is not just in response to the work of Dr. Emmons. We consider gratitude because it is a spiritual ethic of God's people. Wired into the DNA of God's people is gratitude. We have been reading a plethora of psalms of thanksgiving. Here's another from Psalm 9, verse number 1. The psalmist says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praise of your name, O Most High. Scattered through the Psalms and scattered through the Old Testament, scattered through the New Testament, was the practice of giving thanks. In the Old Testament, it was usually done with this common refrain: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It seems like for God's people, the beginning place of being grateful is coming face to face with the love of God. If you know God's love, you have reason, number one, to give praise to him and to be grateful. Before you thank him for your house and for your food or for your car or for your bank account or lack of bank account, take a minute and thank God for his love that endures forever. Be grateful for his love that pursues us. Be grateful for his love that rescues us. Be grateful for his love that forgives us. Be grateful for his love that restores us. Be grateful for his love that refreshes us. Be grateful for his love that comforts us. Be grateful for his love that leads us. God is love, and he has invaded our individual spaces and our collective spaces to make known to us that he loves us and that love endures forever. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. No, I done messed up and forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, gratitude, gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude. It's part of our spiritual DNA. It's part of our experience as God's people. We are grateful people. We express gratitude and we tell stories. Let's consider another psalm. This is Psalm 107, if you want to turn with me to Psalm 107, and let's spend some time reading from that text. Psalm 107, we'll read some from the beginning of this psalm of gratefulness or thanksgiving. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out unto the Lord and in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. The text says, verse number 2, let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. You see, the people of God are not ashamed to make declarations of their gratitude to God for all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he is going to do. They tell their story. They tell their story in their neighborhoods. They tell their story at the job or at the school. They tell their story in the midst of the congregation. And so what's your story? Now, I would love to take a few moments to hear from you. What has happened to you during this 3-week, 21-day gratitude challenge? I could spend the next 20 minutes preaching and sharing and talking, but I want to hear from you. What's happened to you? Just a brief comment. Maybe to prep us for that, I want us to sing a song. We'll sing this song just to get us in the mood of telling our story. Now, it's a song I think some of you might have sung it at camp, and it's called My Lord, He Done Done. How many people know that song? Okay, I'll sing the song, and then I might point at you. And when I point at you, you need to tell me something God has done for you, a word, or for he's given us something. Is that, you understand that? Now, wake up, because I might point at you, and you got to respond. Is that all right? Okay, here we go. Y'all going to sing with me? It goes like this. My Lord, he done done my Lord. He done done my Lord. He done done, he done done what he said he do. Let's do it again. My Lord, he done done my Lord. He done done my Lord. He done done, he done done what he said he do. He done given us. He done, he done given us. He done, he done given us. He done, he done what he said he do. My Lord, he done, my Lord. He done, my Lord. He done, he done what he said he do. He done given us. He done, he done given us.
Good health, happiness.
He done, he done given us.
Good health, happiness.
He done what he said he do. My Lord, he done, my Lord. He done, my Lord. He done what he said he do. He done given us. He done given us.
Family.
He done given us.
Family.
He done what he said he do. I'm coming over here now. My Lord. He done, my Lord. He done, my Lord. He done what he said he do. He done given us. He done given us. He done given us. He done what he said he do.
That's good.
All right, just to get us in the mood for what God has given us. Now, does anyone want to share from their experience with the 21-day gratitude challenge?
I was supposed to be the encourager for everyone to do this, so you guys better do this after me. I have a failure/success off this. So first week, I was like, oh, I'll get it. Deanna gave it to me, and I'll work on it at home. And that didn't happen. So the first week, I didn't quite do it. But I started up on the second week because I thought, well, I might as well start up. And I was like, I'm not ungrateful for stuff. I mean, I've just been in a bad mood for 20 years. I don't know. but I began to think that, you know, as I started working through every day, I was like, man, I am really ungrateful for stuff. And so maybe it's been 40 years of ungratefulness, that not being thankful for everything I have and not being content with everything I have. Nothing was ever good enough. And I still struggle with that. But as the week progressed, it helped me look back and look, man, if this wouldn't have happened, then I wouldn't be, if my parents didn't make me go to a Christian college, which I was not happy about, but I went to a Christian college, I would have never met Dion, and I would never have the best in-laws in the whole world, and I wouldn't have my children, and I wouldn't have moved here, and I wouldn't have my job, and my job is right now is like probably the worst thing going on for me, and that was something that I had to do every morning that week. That had to remind myself, man, I'm thankful I have a job. And as horrible as it is, I'm just thankful. I mean, I could not have a job, and we could not have our house, we could not have our cars, we could not have anything, and I wouldn't have this great church family that has always been here to support me. And I love you all. Now, the third week, I wasn't here last week, and I totally forgot. So I thought, okay, so Dion asked me yesterday, so did you finish? I'm like, no, I did not do that. So I want to start again, and I'm okay doing week two again, but I want to start with week one and do all the way through, because there was such a difference this week for me from the previous week. Previous week, I just felt like I was in a better mood, better place. I just was able to focus on more positive and things I was positive things and things I was thankful for. And this week I kind of went back a little bit. But anyway, that's my encouragement.
Thanks, Christy. Anybody else want to share something?
Well, on Mother's Day, I was cleaning up the house for my wife, and I wanted to make it a surprise, and I lost my glasses, and I was like, you know, they're $300 glasses, and I was like, oh man, I was stressed out, and I had lack of faith. And I prayed to God. I already prayed to God. I said, man, I can't find my glasses. I don't know what to do. For a whole week, I was in church, and I never had the phone. I always put the phone in the car. And during the time y'all was praying, and the phone rang, I was like trying to, I was praying, I just held it where it wouldn't ring no more. And I wondered, I said, Dad, why won't my wife call me in church? She said, I found my glasses where it was in my son's pocket. For a whole week, my younger son, whole week, and I was like, "Gosh, that's awesome." I said, "He knows." Even though I had a lack of faith, and I prayed that prayer, but I had a lack of faith, and you know, that's the main thing of being thankful. I'm just so grateful that it happened. Amen.
Cool. Thanks, Gary.
Although I didn't follow the lesson continually, I read each page. I'm not much of a writer, but so I skipped that part of it, although mentally I took mental note of it. But I'm much more conscious of the small things in life that I'm grateful for. And the past 3 weeks, I've noticed a lot more graceful things that have been done for me. So when you start trying to be graceful and take care of others, it all comes back to me. The other day, some lady had walked out the door, and I had my athletic bag on, and she thought I looked tired, I guess. I had old. But she'd already taken 3 or 4 steps out the door, and she came back and opened the door for me. And I was almost at a point I forgot to say thanks, because it's, you know, an act that I didn't expect. But I am more aware of doing small things for others, and even the small things that others do for me. I'm tremendously grateful. I'm grateful for the body here that my wife and I have been a part of for 50, going on 53 years. So God bless you all, and I've been blessed so many times by you.
The course of the 3 weeks, it's kind of like Gene. I'm not a writer, but also I'm not a reader much either. So the one thing that I did notice, I talked to Wendy, and as everybody knows, I'm not the touchy-feely nurse that everybody likes to have. But with the nurses that report to me, I went and bought a box of thank you cards, and I'm starting to handwrite thank you cards to them. Because of the outstanding care and the outstanding things that they do, that goes unrecognized. It's more or less, it's an expectation because they have said it that way. But it is something that needs to be recognized, and I started to, and it did make a difference. It made me feel good that, first of all, I'm starting to, you know, reach out and let them know how I feel, but also, to see, I have one young lady who was having a bad day, and I'd given her one, and, you know, it kind of brightened her day up. To know that I notice all the turmoil that we put up with, but yet that, you know. And the other thing that, in the church body that I'm very, very grateful for, it's these young men that we have. You know, if you look today, if you took notice of who was serving us today, it was mainly the young men. For them to grow and to step up where most would just, you know, cower in the back or just hide. You know, I grabbed two of them as they went out to the bathroom and said, hey, we need some help, and they stepped up to help. But, you know, that is, you know, I don't see many men who do that. You know, but these young men that we have that are around us, they are being raised the right way, and they are willing to serve this body. And I'm very grateful for that, because one of these days, I'd like to sit back and just enjoy it instead of, you know, being an integral part all the time, and leave it on to them to do it. So thank you.
Jesse.
Well, hello.
Hi.
You know, I'm just stepping up to the microphone right now just because I wanted to talk about this. But as you know, my grandfather's not in good shape, as Dion talked about. And I just feel bad for him because I really hate that room that we were in because, number one, the people beside us were just like, hey, we're loud. But the thing that I hated the most is that I stood there watching my grandfather cry and saying, they grow up so fast. And, like, I just started moping along with him because it's just, I hated it. And, like, the shape that he's in with the, you know, his kidney, it's just bad. And I'm just saying I'm thankful for he's getting what he needs, like, because we were quizzing him questions because he was on the medication to get his memory back. And, like, that's just hurtful to see because I haven't seen him cry like ever. And then when that happened, my mom's just wiping the tears on his face. Everyone except for me in that room is chill. They're just sitting there. Yeah, this is an end, but you know, he's just crying. And I stared at the TV trying not to, like, hopefully saying, you know, hope no one knows I'm crying in the inside. And this is just, because I was like, this just feels bad because he's in the worst shape I could, you know, I've never seen him like that. And one time we were in the hospital and I was like, yeah, he's doing good. But for like 13 to 14 years, I think it was, he's been surviving off like one kidney. And I'm just like, I'm just thankful that he's surviving through it. And he's doing good and he's getting what he needs.
Brothers?
I'm thankful, number one, when you started off today saying we were crazy, and I tell people I'm crazy and I've been that way a long time, so don't worry about it. And then when you mentioned that you lost your place there, and when I was doing for the collection earlier, I neglected to say that in all our ups and downs, we have always been provided for by the Father, and we're thankful for that. We know that He keeps His promises. In this day and age, in business and whatnot, it's kind of chick to say. And the lesson learned from this, and Gary, the lesson learned, what came to my mind, one of God's promises is if we are unfaithful, He is always faithful.
Thanks, Rick. Got time for one more.
I'm grateful for having a stepmom in my life because my mother really wasn't there for me. And for having my stepmom in my life, it really helps. So.
Thanks, Noah.
All we just did right there was just tell our story. Let the redeemed tell their story. Flowing out of gratefulness and thankfulness to God flows out our story. The Israelites were not ashamed. They tell you in a heartbeat, oh, our God, man, delivered us through the Red Sea and defeated kings and fed us with manna and gave us water that was sweet. And they told their story. So don't ever neglect to tell your story. I want to read this passage and just share a few more moments from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. It's Luke 17, 11 through 19. It says, "Now on his way, speaking of Jesus, to Jerusalem, he traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the 10, or where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." What happened to the other 9? There were 10 who were healed, and only one came back, and it was a foreigner, a Samaritan. Now, we don't have time to completely unpack that text, but allow me to speak for a few moments on it. Some guesswork. Much is not said about the other 9 lepers. But the leper in the focus of this story was the one who came back after presenting himself clean to the priest. Leprosy was a dreadful disease. It was a physical death sentence. It was a social and emotional death sentence as well. You couldn't touch anyone. You had to live in quarantine. Life was over for these 10 lepers until Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. And while on his way, determined as he was to get to Jerusalem, he hears the voice of the lepers crying out, "Have pity on us." They must have known about this man named Jesus. They might have known that he could heal. Perhaps they even heard the story of Jesus healing another leper. And they cried out for help. And Jesus heard them. And he healed them. He healed 10 lepers, but only one. Only one came back to say something to Jesus. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Now, when you understand your former condition and you see your new condition, people of faith can't help but be grateful. And that's why, as a church, we need to pause from time to time and just give thanks, because formerly we were something and now we're something else. And that's what that leper got. That's what he embodied. He embodied an understanding that he was formerly something, and then Jesus came into the picture and he was something else. And so he gave thanks. He was grateful. I formerly was lost, but now I'm found. And so I'm grateful to God. Formerly I was broken, but now I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am grateful to God. Formerly sin had power over me, but now sin has lost its grip on me because Christ has overpowered sin for me. And I'm grateful to God. Formerly, I just existed. But now I have abundant life in Jesus. And so I'm grateful to God. Formerly, I was an outcast. But now I am part of the body of Christ. And I am grateful to God. Paul, help us
out, put things in perspective, and how to be thankful about our current predicament, and teach us and help us and encourage us to tell our story and to give testimony, whether that's in here, whether that's at your job, whether that's at school, whether that's at the grocery store. Paul, help us out to give us perspective so that we can be more grateful, that we can cultivate and embrace a spirit of gratitude and tell our story. Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse number 3. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoptions to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to this good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. There was so much written in what I just read that I fumbled over because my eyes are jacked up. I can hardly read this manuscript. There's so much in there that we need to embrace. He has given us every spiritual blessing. He has lavished on us so many gifts. We have so many things to be grateful for. We have so many things that God just freely, I mean, he's just open your arms and he's just throwing stuff at us. He's just blessing us with things. He's blessing us with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. And why can't we embody a spirit that takes just a moment every day, one moment every day, to say thank you, Lord? Gratitude. It helps us put things in perspective. It helps us deal with trauma. It helps us to receive gratefulness. Sometimes it's hard for us to receive people saying thank you to us, because we don't understand gratitude. Embrace gratitude. We'll be healthier. We'll be happier. We'll be closer to God. So tell your story. This is your testimony. Don't be afraid to give your testimony about how grateful you are to God. Embrace and cultivate gratitude in your heart. Understand where you used to be and where you are right now. Think about what you formerly were and what you are right now. Be that leper that ran to Jesus, threw himself at his feet, and said, thank you. Do you know what you've just restored in my life? I can have friends again. I can go have fun again. I can go to the temple and worship again. I have life again. And so I'm grateful to you. Whether you took the 3-week challenge beforehand or whether you want to do that right now, whether you do something officially or unofficially, I pray that you would embrace and cultivate in your spirit, in the deepest depths of your spirit, a heart of gratitude. Is that all right? Is that all right? Let's pray. Father, for all that you've done, we will thank you and we will give you praise. We give thanks to you because you are good. Your love endures forever. God, we thank you for how you have taken us from A to B, and you're taking us from B to C and from C to D. And God, I thank you for this journey that's been full of challenges. It's been full of ups and downs, yet you remain faithful. Great is your faithfulness, and we give you praise and we give you worship. And we give you thanks. We give thanks to you. You're good. Your love endures forever. Father, we pray that an embrace of gratitude does not become some system or some method that we think has magical powers. No.
God, I pray that you would help us again to just put life in a proper framework, a better perspective, and know that when we do that, gratitude becomes a natural outburst. It comes from deep within, and it comes from an understanding of first of who you are. It comes first from an understanding that you have love for us, that you have chosen us, that you came to us, that you pursued us, that you forgave us, that you redeemed us, that you saved us. And God, we're grateful. And we love you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If the body of Christ can be of assistance to you, minister to you, do something for you, pray with you, help you to, again, put in a proper framework, perspective, a spirit of gratitude. If you want to share on the board, you can do that. But as we stand and sing this song, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to make a profession of faith, we can do that. We'll baptize you. We'll find some water. Our baptistry is out of commission right now, but we will do whatever it takes for you to cultivate your relationship with God. So let's stand and let's sing this song of thankfulness.